this week's episode of Blake and Tom Interview Everybody. Last week was, again, kind of haphazard. We ended up just doing some travel stories because we had some COVID interference. But this week, we do have a great guest. So, Blake, who do we have?
Calling in all the way from Miami, baby. We have we have Jake Doucette. What's going on, man?
Hey, boys. Happy to be here. Calling in from Miami, but I am from New Hampshire. I'm just on a little vacation.
Exactly, yeah.
Well-deserved vacation.
Oh, for sure. How's Florida right now? Because, I mean, everybody in the news is saying that it's just COVID central, but what have you been seeing, and how's it going down there?
Nobody's afraid of it, that's for sure. You got... I mean, where I am, I'm in Brickell in Miami, and it's definitely like a kind of like a business, kind of like an uppity district, and you do have the people that walk around with masks that are cautious. But then, I mean, we went to South Beach Sunday, and I mean, it's full on like spring break, college kids, like nobody's got a mask. Like you go into restaurants, nobody's, you know, the people behind the counters are not wearing masks. I mean, so it's like a completely, it's like, it's crazy. It depends on where you are and like, you know, the type of person you are and like whether you're wearing a mask or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard even like one bartender said like something to the guest, like, oh, he's like, oh, there's no COVID in Florida. So, I mean, it's just different kinds of people down here. But it's definitely interesting.
Well, we're glad you're enjoying yourself. One of the things we wanted to get to in this episode was kind of like what you do for work, because you have such an interesting job. And more importantly, you're self-employed, but you seem to be doing really well. So to start off, what is it you do for work, and how do you go about it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely blessed on how things have been going. 2020 was a struggle at the beginning. But things seem to work out. I kind of go back and forth on what my job title is. I kind of do a lot of things. I guess you could call me a photographer/videographer, but also, you know, a cinematographer. But I also wear the hats of like being a camera operator or assistant camera operator or production assistant on bigger sets at times or for other agencies. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll spend my weeks are generally split up. You know, I could be doing filming a wedding. I could be shooting, you know, photographing many houses all over the place, you know, from Boston to Portsmouth to Kittery to Manchester to up in the, you know, the Lakes region. And then, you know, the other day I was at a Converse for a shoot running a teleprompter and a camera. So it really all depends. And then I do my own thing of, you know, small business video cards, you know, going into a business and interviewing them and telling their story to get their voice heard on video. And that's kind of the different avenues that I've been handling lately.
Love it. And we've known you for quite some time now, and Fitted Media is something that came about pretty quickly and flourished. And you know, before you started, what were you doing before? And more interesting, I guess, was what made you, was there a deciding factor where you said, I'm going to leave behind this job that I'm doing and I'm going to make this risky jump on my own to start this by myself?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't overnight. I mean, I picked up a camera in like 2011 and started taking pictures for fun and loved photography. And I was in senior year asking, you know, all my friends, you know, had college plans and they knew what they wanted. And I didn't know what I wanted at the time. You know, I was in school for automotive and I thought, you know, I'm half decent working on cars. Why don't I try that? And then, you know, that didn't really work out. I just hated working at a dealership. And then I was at Market Basket. I did HVAC. I worked at an auto parts store. I did, you know, I restored drum sets for my uncle's business and did shipping and receiving. And I did, I went back to school for welding, and I was a welder fabricator for 3 years while at the same time doing, you know, taking pictures for fun, making videos for fun. And that's kind of really all I, you know, had an idea of was, you know what, like, I kind of want to leave behind the welding thing and just make videos for people, for companies. And I didn't really know how to go about it, or I had no idea that I wanted to be in the film industry or that I could be in the film industry. I didn't know what it was like. I never asked those questions when I was younger, or had any interest, in it. And, you know, I just had just kind of bad luck in the welding industry of having, like, you know, going from job to job and just places just not working out, you know, working with just in toxic environments, whether that been the people or the owner or the things we were working on. It just wasn't worth putting my body through that. And I had started getting, you know, better at creating videos, and I got asked to film a wedding one weekend, and I had made more in that one night than I did, you know, in 2-3 weeks welding. And I was like, you know, like, I think I could do this. And my girlfriend, she was super supportive, and, you know, and my friends and family were supportive. So I really had no idea. I just had, you know, some paid photo shoots here and there. And I was like, you know, like, I'm going to make the jump. I have low overhead right now. You know, I was still living at home, and, you know, they were only charging me, you know, pennies to live there. So I was blessed in the situation that I was in. And the minute I quit, I just started grinding as hard as I could to reach out to people and companies to find clients, but also to find, you know, network from other people like myself, to learn from, to work under. And I had found a job that was a small video production agency that needed an in-house videographer for a global IT company. So I took that job, and taught myself a lot of things working for them, because they didn't really have time to teach me. And, that kind of got me into the video production industry. And I only worked there for about 8 months before I met another person who ran a media agency from Amesbury called Aeropex Media. And he kind of took me under his wing. And he taught me how to film weddings and shoot real estate. And I actually still freelance for him quite often. So that's been awesome. And then from there, I just met other agencies, met other people like myself that would hire me from time to time, and also at the same time building up my own clients. So that's, it's really been a blessing on, you know, my success. Yeah, and I'm super blessed. And I think my greatest lead to success was reaching out to similar people like myself.
Right.
Because that, I mean, that's just networking. And, you know, they need help from time to time, whether it's editing, you know, stuff that nobody wants to do, syncing audio and video, and, you know, cutting up, you know, interviews and stuff. You know, I just did all the stuff nobody did to, you know, finally get somewhere. And I still do that stuff occasionally if I think it's going to, you know, benefit me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty spectacular. I mean, your drive already sounds second to none. The fact that you've pushed yourself and you've found so many different avenues to success, but moreover, just you reaching out and even cold calling people, which is not an easy thing to do for a lot of people. It really puts them out of their comfort zone. So
it's not, yeah.
So one thing I wanted to ask you was, how did you find a stable client base in this kind of line of work? Because I don't know a whole lot about it. I would love to, you know, be a videographer or just take pictures, but and that sort of thing. But how did you find the clients, and how did you reach out to them, and how did you get them to take you on?
So, I mean, I really still don't have a completely stable client base. I mean, I do have a few. There's one realtor I work with from Manchester, and we have a YouTube series called Eats in the 603. So that's monthly. I know we're going to do it just about every month. And then maybe some other things from time to time. So having that kind of helped me. You know, I not only did I learn each time I do that video shoot with him, I learn more and more about lighting, about audio, you know, because there's, you know, we're always in a different restaurant, different environment, interviewing different people. And now I'm able to, you know, hire a contractor or a freelancer to come with me to second shoot it with me, which is awesome. But as far as, you know, anything stable, like, it's really far from stable. I mean, in the winters, I hardly have any work in December and January, and I have to plan from that. You know, the first, I think it was winter of 2019, was my first winter of being a freelancer. And I had a couple of stable things, and I was lucky enough to find production gigs online. You know, if I had to travel, you know, a few states over to do it for a few days, you know, I pushed through and grinded and got paid to, you know, pay my bills, which is not easy. I mean, it's still, you know, occasionally on my mind. It's definitely something I stress about, and I don't have to stress about it as much now, but it's still, I mean, I never know where my next paycheck's coming from. You know, I'm lucky enough now to be able to pick and choose the jobs I want, but I mean, who knows, you know, next month, you know, from the pandemic or something, things could shut down and, you know, there's no events, there's no weddings, you know, who knows, the real estate market, you know, real estate housing market could burst and nobody's selling their homes, nobody's buying, you know, I never know. So that's definitely a little scary, but I've just been, you know, lucky enough, you know, to have a few repeating, good few repeating clients, like the realtor and also Access Sports Medicine. I do quite a bit of video for them. So, that's kept me kind of grounded. And then, yeah, it's about that.
Yeah. And obviously through COVID, that doesn't make it any easier with the unease of that. But what would you say is, what's your favorite part of your job? Like being your own boss, the people that you get to meet, you talked about networking. What is your absolute favorite part of doing what you do that makes you, you know, get up in the morning and continue pursuing it?
I mean, it's just that. I mean, I literally love every aspect of video. Besides maybe, you know, sitting behind the desk for days editing. But I do find myself being more of a camera operator filming on site rather than being an editor. I definitely prefer, I love to, you know, freelance for other agencies, bigger production agencies. And, you know, I show up, I bring my camera and, you know, we have a plan to work with this business and get the shots we need, you know, get the interviews and, you know, deal with the lighting and the sound and get the right composition for the shot and find the right setting. That's my favorite, is going on to a new location and getting a quality shot, with a group, you know, with a small team or something. That's my favorite. And then being my own boss, being able to pick the days I want to work. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm definitely very, very lucky.
So one thing I wanted to ask you, and this kind of came up when Blake and I were talking about having you on, is what was your vision when you started your business for videography? And has that changed at all, or are you still hoping to get to that point?
So, I mean, I really hadn't, you know, Fitted Media came from a term from, I think, in like 2014, 2015, when I was photographing cars, you know, in the automotive industry, and kind of was like a play on words with the term fitment, from all the fitted cars. And all I knew is that I just loved making videos and loved taking pictures. I didn't know anything about the film industry. You know, I was kind of a gear junkie. I loved camera gear and loved learning about it, but I still knew nothing compared to what I should have known. At the time, it was basically just get clients to make, you know, half decent videos for. And now, I mean, since learning, you know, every shoot, I'm constantly learning and growing. It's just to produce more quality videos for clients and future clients. But I'm kind of at a crossroads now where I will need to pick soon whether I want to continue to have my own business and take on my own clients and maybe hire somebody under me to handle the editing and shooting and, you know, tackle things as a team, or do I want to be a freelancer in the film industry and being on shoots, you know, more high quality commercials or, you know, TV shows or something like that, and be more of an assistant camera operator or camera operator. So that's kind of where I'm at now, because both things are kind of starting to get busy, and, you know, I might have a shoot for a house next week, and then, you know, next thing I know, it's, oh, would you, you know, like to be a camera operator for a day on this gig? And it's like, well, I can, you know, and unfortunately, you know, I already have something booked on, you know, that day to go shoot a house and make a few dollars rather than a few hundred dollars, you know, being a camera operator. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of tough. They're kind of competing right now, and I'm at a crossroads where I'll have to make a decision pretty soon what I want to focus my time on.
Wherever you go, Blake and I clearly wish you success, and we know that wherever you go, you're going to find it. What are some of the big projects that you've worked on that have given you a little bit of confidence that somebody reached out to you, maybe a big name or a company that you've kind of wanted to work for or have heard of, they reached out to you and you took on the job and you realized, you know, now I'm kind of making it, you know, I'm in this business.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's funny. One of my biggest, I still work with them, Access Sports Medicine, my big client. And one of the biggest projects I had was with a professional snowboarder within the first couple months of leaving the welding job and, you know, trying to make videos. They wanted to have this snowboarder, you know, pretend like he hurt his knee and went to rehab and, you know, had them perform the, you know, the PT and everything and get him back on the snow and competing and you know, making films. And looking back, and it's, you know, not that I'm embarrassed of it, but I'm just like, you know, I had no idea what I was doing then. And now, you know, and I was pretty, you know, self-conscious at going into it, you know, wondering if I could produce the quality that they were looking for. And it came out fine. But now, you know, 2.5 years looking back, I'm wishing I could have redone it now. But, you know, I've worked with, you know, like I said, I was at Converse the other day. Granted, they're not my client. You know, I've worked for Converse. I've worked for Netflix. I've worked for the Travel Channel. And I've worked for a big investment firm in Boston, which I've been to a few times, and I've been to their New York office for another agency. You know, I'm just the camera operator, but still it gives me that confidence to go on site to know what I'm doing. Cause every time I work with a big, more professional crew, I'm constantly learning, and adapting their techniques to what I do. Even if it's just a small town, you know, tree service company, that needs a business video card, I'm learning from that more professional environment, that big global client, and I'm taking that technique and using it on small town, you know, in my own clients.
So obviously you mentioned Netflix, big name there. What do you find that you enjoy working, like you said, with these bigger companies, gaining experience that way, or do you prefer getting to work with like a mom and pop shop in New Hampshire where you handle, you know, make a video for them that makes a huge difference in their marketing and you get to work and maybe it's something they've never done before? Which one do you kind of prefer to, which one do you look forward to most? Because obviously both have some significant benefits there, but do you like one over the other or pretty much the same?
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both. I would say that I really like the middle ground where I, you know, work with a production agency where I know the owner and I might be friends with them and we go into a pretty big client. You know, it may not be Netflix or, you know, the Travel Channel, but it's still, you know, a big business. I think that's what I like the most. Just because things are taken a little bit more seriously. And I get to work with, you know, a bigger gear, you know, like the camera gear and the audio, you know, and I'm working with an audio team and, you know, maybe a lighting crew, is definitely where I prefer to be, but I still get enjoyment from, you know, being on site with, you know, a local tree care company or a local bank or, you know, I mean, whatever it may be. I don't know. I still get enjoyment from both. And I think that's why I struggled growing up and trying to find something I really love. Cause I kind of like doing a little bit of everything. And this allows me to do a little bit of everything and split up my work week, and look forward to doing different, you know, playing different roles.
Right.
So I still get, excited about both of those.
All right. So clearly you're a very versatile guy and you're a very talented videographer. And we do, we know you have some time constraints, so we're going to wrap it up pretty quickly, with our last two questions.
Yeah.
So Jake, the question I usually end with is, you know, asking people, when will they know they're happy? And if they are happy, how do they know they are? So I'm going to ask you that same question. How will you know when you're happy? Or if you already are happy, how do you know?
That's a
it's a heavy one.
It's a tough question.
It's a huge one, you know. If you asked me 3 years ago the same question, I would have told you where I'm at now. But now here I am, you know, semi-successful. I'm able to pay my bills and I'm my own boss. I mean, I guess I generally am happy, and I'm happy with the path I chose. You know, everybody has their days where they question the path they took, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm grateful and I'm happy at the place I'm at. I think there's, you know, if I said I was, you know, I guess I get happy and successful kind of confused at times.
That's maybe the same thing.
Which I mean, but they shouldn't be the same thing. That's the only thing. I mean, just because you're successful doesn't mean you're happy, and just because you're happy doesn't mean you're successful. So,
right.
I am happy, and I'm grateful for where I'm at. But I do have goals on where I want to see myself in another, you know, 5 to 10 years to be successful. And who knows? You know, I could get there and go, you know, shoot, maybe I'd want to be back doing what I was doing when I was 27. You know, working, you know, being in Portsmouth, working with small, medium-sized businesses and making business video cards rather than, you know, who knows if I was doing on bigger sets at the time. But I'm with whatever path I choose, I mean, I'll just, you know, make sure happiness is my number one priority, even if that means, you know, doing my own thing, you know, taking on smaller clients for less money or, you know, who knows, choosing a different career path. You never know.
Yeah. And knowing you, you have so many hobbies and things that you do outside of work that can be.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, you know, like I found my love and passion for mountain biking, and right. I would love to intertwine those two. You know, I do some things for that industry, but, you know, I'd love to do films for bigger bike agencies or bigger bike companies eventually.
That'd be great. Yeah. And intertwining the two of those, even just having an amazing day where you maybe not even work, but you got to do a couple new tricks, you got to work on something you've never done, that it can be a form of success and happiness.
Exactly.
But my final question right here as we wrap it up is, it's kind of to maybe that person that was you 3 years ago or a person that is trying to get into a similar industry, what's some of the, you know, best advice that you have for someone that's up and coming, you know, wants to maybe work on their own or take maybe a riskier jump? What do you say to that person?
Yeah, I mean, I love answering. Hang on one second here. I love answering this question, and I love talking about it, and I love talking to people that are, you know, have these concerns, because, I mean, I just tell them just to do it, do what they have to do. I mean, especially when they're my age. I mean, if you're 27 or even younger, generally, you know, when I'm hearing these questions, I mean, you're so young and you just have to do it now. You can't, you know, be on your deathbed having regrets. Just work as hard as you can. There's no such thing as a 40-hour week when you're an entrepreneur, when you work for yourself. I mean, you have days you work and you have days that you don't work as much. And I mean, there's no weekends, there's no weekdays. I mean, it's just work and work as hard as you can. But it'll all will pay off. But I mean, as far as somebody that wants to get into this industry, I mean, I didn't go to film school, and here I am knocking on the door of the film industry and working with big clients and
that's awesome.
Big names. And I mean, I didn't even really go to college. I just worked hard and networked as much as I can. I think there's a time and place for college, and I think this career path probably doesn't benefit from that. But I could be wrong. Who knows? I'm still young in the process, but, it's really just watching, I hate to see it, watching YouTube videos, asking questions, joining forums, asking small local agencies. I mean, I've had kids that want to, work under me and like be my intern, and I've entertained the idea, and I do want to do that, just to help them, understand the camera a little bit more than what they might already know. But it's really just to put in the hours and reach out to people. I mean, I've been so lucky. Every time I reach out to a video production agency, 9 out of 10 times they'll bring me on, even if it's for free. And every time I do that, I learn from them. It's free for them, and it's free for you, but it's always, always, always paid out for me.
Well, we know you have to go, but we really appreciate the time you took to come on here and teach us a little bit about the film industry. It's something I'd love to learn about.
I'm honored. I'm absolutely honored that you guys asked me.
Well, if you want to check out Jake's work, it's excellent. It's fantastic. Check out Fitted Media. You have an Instagram page and Facebook, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's at @Fitted_Jake for my personal and at Fitted Media for my business.
And we'll give you a shout out on our stuff too. But thanks very much, man, for coming on. Again, we'd love to have you, and we hope to hear back from you soon.
Cool. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Blake. I'll talk to you guys soon. Good luck to everything.
Thank you very much, Jake. Have a good one, man. Enjoy Florida.
All right. Thanks, guys.